Go ahead and open our Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. And we'll be reading from chapter 12, 1 through 7. The title of this message is Remember Now Thy Creator in the Days of Thy Youth. Okay? It's amazing how he's talking to older people here, but he tells us to remember the Lord our God in the days of our youth. And we'll see why. Before we go there, let's go to the book of Luke and keep your place there. 15 through 20. Luke chapter 12 and 15 through 20. Are we there yet? Yes? Okay. And this is Jesus speaking. And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of the covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man, bought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, and be merry. There's nothing wrong with us starting at a young age and starting to see what we want to be. The problem is that when we're young, we forget about the Lord because it's all about us. We don't have time for the Lord. We don't do it intentionally, but usually you see older people serving the Lord and younger people, unless they were bought in a church and they took them, they went to a college and some of them are there. But at that age, if you see, that's why Ecclesiastes says that youth is it's vanity, it's in vain. Why? Because I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And look what the Lord tells him there. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. I can remember me, and I know that all of you, I was 4 years old. It was November the 22nd. It was cold. It was raining. The reason I wasn't in school because I was 4 years old, and at that time, all my four sisters and my older brother were in school, and I couldn't go to school till the next year, till I turned five. My younger brother wasn't born yet. So I remember, we come from a big family, nine. And so I remember my mom ironing a big old ugly black and white TV. And we had to put a fan on it because if you would take it off, all of a sudden it would get a whole bunch of snow or little lines. And we have a hanger, go over there, go over here. And It only had three channels, and after 12, the service would go off. But I remember that I was telling my mom, it was so cold, it was raining in November. I told my mom, "Mom, can you make me a nice hot cup of chocolate?" And all of a sudden, my mom said, wait. And she was watching TV. And she says, "I think the president has just been shot, President Kennedy." And it was Channel 5, I remember that, Cronkite, the anchorman from that time, big old glasses like Buddy Holly. "We interrupt this special bulletin to bring you a special program." And he's sitting down there and takes off his glasses. And I never forget that. The president of the United States have been shot. And I was 4 years old. If we go back, how far can we remember? Can you remember your first grade teacher? Probably you do. And then you remember your third grade teacher, your sixth grade teacher. I remember, and the hardest years for anybody, I think it's when they go from 6th, 7th, and 8th, because you're not a little kid no more, and the kids don't want to play with you. And you're not a teenager over there, so the high schoolers, they don't want you, so you're just bouncing around back and forth. So I think it's the hardest time for anybody during those years. But I remember that I got through them. I went through junior high, and then I went to high school. I still remember, like it was yesterday. And then I said, "I'm going to get I wanted to be a truck driver." And so I said, "I'm going to be a truck driver." And so instead I went for diesel mechanic and studied for diesel mechanic. And when I got out of there, I remember that John Deere sent me to Dallas for more schooling. And from there, they showed me hydrostatic, electrical, and a whole bunch of stuff. In my mind, "I'm going to be this person. God was never in my mind. God was never in my mind. Because I was so busy. Yes, God, when I get old and wrinkled, I'm already wrinkled, and I'm older, but when I'm old, I'm going to give my life to you. Right now, I have a lot in front of me." We got married before we knew. I thought that when me and my wife, we did it 5 years. And then we got married, waited 2 more years, had our first son. We weren't Christians. And then we received the Lord Jesus Christ. So I told my wife, "I think it's time now to have a family, because now we know the Lord." And so after 2 years, we had our first son. And 2 years, had my other son, Adam Timothy. And then 8 years, and we had Matthew. And before I know, when I helped my son Adam, I thought that he would never grow. I thought that the Lord would come back then. I really thought the Lord was going to come then. By the time they grow, the Lord's going to take us home. My sons are grown, are gone. My grandkids are there, and now they're starting. We have one graduating, the other one from 12, the other one from 8th grade, and they're growing. And I look back, next month I'll be 65, and I look back and I say, "Where did all those years go?" And I say, "Lord, in the years that you have given me, how many of those years have I served you?" I thank God that the Lord saved my wife and I in our younger 20s. And we have been serving the Lord here and there. And I thank the Lord for that. But there's people that their time went by. And it says here, I'm going to the message now. Okay, it says, remember now, and now we're in Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 7. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the days when the keepers of thine house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because there are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. And the door shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and the desire shall fail because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets, or ever the silver cord be loose, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. When we are young, our computer up here, especially when you have kids, they say train them because they're like sponges. Everything they hear, they absorb. And if it's good, they'll take it to their teenage years, to the adult years, and our brain works like it's marvelous. It's amazing how we can remember a lot of things, yet I don't remember what I had to eat 3 days ago. What did I have to eat? Well, I ate something, but I really don't remember. I have to really dig in. It's amazing. But as we start getting older, look at what it says here on verse 2. Oh, I am in the wrong place. While the sun or the light, when it's talking about the sun, it's talking about your computer, your brain. As we get older, what did you say? And we start having problems. So when we serve the Lord at a young age, while the evil days come not, but it's talking about our human body is deteriorating. And if we didn't serve the Lord back then, it's going to be hard serving the Lord at our age or older. Okay? Now, we can still do a lot, pray, read our Bibles, come to church. But I don't think I can handle the youth the way me and my wife used to work with Awanas. I just can't. You know, I passed the torch, and I thank the Lord that the Lord used us, but now he's giving the torch to somebody else, and I am glad that I was part of that. And so when we look back, Lord, thank you for the prayer. I can't do that. I remember Pastor Brittany's too. Running up and down, just like Pastor Cook. He comes and gets all excited, and I like watching him. And then all of a sudden, Pastor Brennan's too. I'll get there. Things changed. But I thank God that the Lord used him. And he has nothing. He's gone home now. He has nothing to regret. But I remember he was a sharp preacher, and all of a sudden, he couldn't remember. And we need to worship the Lord while the sun, and it said that at 12 o'clock, that's when the sun is at its highest. When we are young, this is where our brain works the best. But then we go after 65, 70, and then our brain starts tilting. What? That's what it's talking about here. And then it says, or the light, or the moon, or the stars. What about our eyes? I never thought I'd be wearing eyeglasses. And in my time, I had long hair. And boy, if you wear glasses, hey, you four eyes. Well, I became one of those four eyes too. And I never thought that my eyesight would, I could see like a hawk. I can't see no more. And I'm not that old, but I'm getting there. The Lord is preparing us. Okay? At night, we can't see too good. Right? I can't see the way, and I'm telling, why are you driving so slow? It's because they're driving so fast. I'm just driving. and so I have a hard time at night. I can't see, I can't react the way I used to. Boy, I remember when I was a teenager and I'd do donuts and braking and I'd be speeding and hit the brake. And now I have to wait about a mile and I'm starting to slow down. And why are you slowing down? I can't see. Our lives are starting to change. This is what it's talking about. Then it says, or the clouds return after the rain. It's talking about aching pains. When it's raining and it's cloudy, do you go outside and you can't do nothing? Okay? And then our bones hurt. We have aches here. And after after the rain is gone, the sun needs to come out. But there it says, and the clouds return. More pain. I had a headache. Now my hip hurts. And now my ears hurt and my elbows hurt and we start hurting. This is what it's talking about. That's why rejoice in the Lord while you can do everything. Serve the Lord because there'll come a time where you and I can't. And most of us have experienced that we can still serve the Lord, but not, I cannot be with teenagers no more. Okay? But I enjoy watching them and all that, and I'm praying that the Lord sends younger people so that they can take over, and he will. The Lord will provide. Okay? So, and then it says, in the day when the keeper, I'm on verse 3, in the day when the keepers of thine house shall tremble, speaking about our strength, our arms. You and I, we are strong, and even the women, they do. But you know what? Our strength starts failing. We don't have the strength that we used to have. And it says, and the strong men shall bow themselves. You and I used to walk this way. What's going to happen? What's happening? We're getting old, and we need a cane. And a lot of us have gotten there. A cane, a walker, a wheelchair. Our bodies are deteriorating. It says, the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be dark. And you know what? Talking about our teeth. Our grinders, where I used to eat steak, and now I need to put in the blender. And how would you like your steak? Well, blend. And there's windows there, and they're being dark, and you smile, and there's a hole there. And let me put my dentures on, but there's, this is what it's, our body is going to start deteriorating. And we need to thank God and take care of ourselves, but I don't care how much you take care of yourselves, our bodies, because of sin, have started to deteriorate, and if we wouldn't die, we wouldn't go home to be with the Lord. But while he has us here, let us enjoy life as God's people. And then it says here, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinder is low. Everything bothers us. We start, you know what, we're getting old. And I used to like hearing kids. I still do. I love kids and all that. I enjoy them. But you know what? It comes time to where now, yeah, I love my grandkids, but I want to be in a retirement center. And we put walls around. And we don't know, everything bothers us. No, you know what? This is our place now. We want to enjoy life. And we are closing ourselves in a community center. See how our lives is changing? That's why remember the days in the days of the youth, so that you, when you get where you are, thank the Lord. Yes, I might not be able to move, but I praise the Lord that one day I live my life for the Savior. That you might be a good example, an old man, an old woman, lovely lady, lovely old lady. Okay, I don't want to get in trouble. But that our grandkids can say, I remember Grandma. I remember Grandpa when he would tell us Bible stories, when he would take us here or there. And the memories we built, okay? And then it says here, and he shall rise up at the voice of a bird, and all the... Okay, and he shall rise at the voice of a bird. You know what? I was talking about a few weeks ago with an 84-year-old man, my brother-in-law's uncle from Flagstaff, and they were all like bricklayers and all that, and real strong people. Bricklayers, you don't see skinny. I mean, they're all big. He's about 84, and he said, "Uncle, how is your sleep?" I can't sleep no more. We have trouble sleeping. And any little thing bothers you, wakes you up. And this is, so he says, so I'm taking sleeping pills. We have to. And then it says here, not only that, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. You want to know what it's talking about? Our ears. You don't hear the music, right? Not that old, I can't hear no more. But because of the jobs that I used to have with heavy machinery and all that, my ringing started and all that, and I've been having problems. But I remember when I used to hear real good. You drop a pin and, all right, who did that? Now you could hit a car with a hammer, a sledgehammer, did you hear that? You know, yeah, there's a noise. What noise? Huh? Well, I didn't hear nothing. Well, get up, my wife says. Go see what's going on. I can't hear. This is what it's talking about. Our bodies are deteriorating. Mm-hmm. And then said, also when they shall be afraid of that which is high. You know what? Because I was up here and... No, having trouble. Our body's deteriorating. And it says, and the almond tree shall flourish. You know, have you ever seen an almond tree when it's blooming? White, pinkish, but white. What color was your hair when you were a teenager? White? No. But again, it's beautiful. It's wisdom. For to me, to see an older person with gray hair, to me, that is a blessing right there. I know a woman with gray hair. To me, that's a blessing. That's wisdom right there. I'd rather have wisdom than not have hair at all. My hair is already falling apart. I remember I tightened my grandson's shoelace. Grandpa, can you tie my shoelace so I get down? Come here. I'm going to have to tie you, show you how to tie your shoes. And I'm tying his shoes. Whoa, Grandma! You know how we have that little twister up here? Well, Grandpa has a big one. Okay. See, my hair's falling out. But this is what, when the almond tree has flourished and the years have gone by, I hope that your wisdom in what you did, whatever you your career was, whatever job you had, I hope that you enjoyed it and that your kids can enjoy it and that you have enjoyed it. But in all you do, if you forget the Lord, you'll be like that man that the Lord told, the fool. The fool. You lived your whole life without me when I gave you everything, when I called upon you and you ignored me. The fool. What have we done with our years? And so it says now, and from 6 and 7, it speaks of death. Or ever the silver cord is loose. When you unplug the vacuum cleaner, right? Or you see those guys with hair going like, and you unplug them and gone. Okay? It says, or the golden bow be broken. It's speaking about how fragile life is. Okay? Or the pitcher be broken at the fountain. If you get a pitcher, what's a pitcher good for? Iced tea, lemonade, water. But if that pitcher breaks, it's good for nothing. Our lives are going to get to where when they pull the plug out of us, the body will be there. But that breath that God gave us will not be there. We'll still be alive, but look what it says now. Or the wheel broken at the cistern. And then it says, then shall the dust return to the earth. This body, when they put it in the coffin, returns to the dust. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped over here where it says on 5. Where it says, where the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail. You know why? We used to walk, run, and all that. How do we walk now? Have you seen old people? I mean, old. Like a grasshopper. Have you seen that grasshopper when it's going? And how do we walk? And we are about to die. Look what it says here. And the mourners go about the streets when we are here in a casket, and we've had brothers and sisters go home from here, and we mourn in our hearts and go out there on the streets, and my goodness, I sure miss him. I sure miss her. But on verse 7 it says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it one day. And now let's look at the conclusion. At 13 and 14, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God will judge us one day. And Psalms 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. This is a message that the Lord has that speaks to us of our youth. And look at where we're at. They went like water. You pour water in your hand and you can't retain it. They go. And so our years are going like water in our hands. And you know what? I thank God for the years He gave me and the years I was able to serve Him here, that my grandchildren will say Grandpa and Grandma were godly people. Yes. And then we'll be buried, but we'll go home. And while people are crying for us here, we'll be rejoicing. And no way would we want to return back here, because that's our destination. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You. Thank You, Father. You created us to be with You. But because You gave us a choice, Lord, and man chose to walk in the wrong way, so now all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Father, You loved us so much that You gave Your only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in You shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, yes, we are a church of elderly people here, but Father, may our wisdom that come from each and every one of us here, may it be rubbed on the younger generation, so that when we pass the baton to them, they may take over with that responsibility and that godly fear that You give them to keep the torch burning until You come, Father. Raise this church, Lord. Be with our pastor, with our deacons, with our brothers, our sisters, Lord, here at Harvest Baptist. As You give us a wisdom and a desire to keep on going, that when it comes down to pass the torch, all those young folks, Lord, I pray for teenagers, Lord. I pray for young couples. For the children, Lord, I've seen so many children go through Sunday school and some have moved. But Father, bring them back and use them for Your honor and glory. Thank You for those that have lent themselves be used of You. Father, as You have bought us safely, take us home safely. Be with those that are under the weather, those that are traveling. And be with each and every one of us. Be with our pastor and his wife and bring them back safe. Father, we miss them and they need to know that we love them, Lord. And we love them by praying for them, Lord. Texting them, calling them, Lord. And yes, we don't want to disturb them too much because we want them to have a good time. But anytime they text, we can respond right away. But may they know that we love them, Lord. And thank You for everything You've done here. In Christ's name, we thank You. Amen.
Thank you.